Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. What kind of questions do you ask yourself in the privacy of your own mind? If you're like most people, it's like, oh, why am I such a flippin' idiot? How stupid can I be? Why can't I get this? And here's something you need to know. Your subconscious mind, which runs all of your habits and patterns, and success or failure is simply a habit and pattern. Well, your powerful subconscious mind does not know that when you ask those types of questions, you're really wanting to find answers that work for you. It isn't able to judge, analyze, and discern. That belongs to your conscious mind. Your subconscious mind is a computer, and when you ask it a question, it doesn't look at the gray areas. It's all black and white thinking. And when you go, why can't I get this? It goes, because you're a flipping idiot. And let me replay all the times you've screwed this up in your past. So why would you even think about moving forward on this again? Bummer. So whatever questions you ask will determine whether you go towards or away from what you want to experience. So it's what's known as progress or pain. Oh, by the way, welcome to your 5 to Thrive, the questions you want to ask for repeatable success. Monday through Thursday, I give you these 5 to Thrive sessions so you can set your day up to reach greater heights of success with less effort. On Fridays, I give you very special offers. And this Friday, April 9th, 2021, I've got one that I hope is absolutely going to set you up for levels that you never even thought you could achieve. Okay. And then on Saturdays, you get access to a longer training. So let's get back to your questions for repeatable success. You need to ask questions in such a way that your mind actually begins to deliver focused feelings and actions that are going to get you to where you want to be, not moving away from pain. So you have the towards or away, you have progress or pain. And as long as you keep trying to avoid pain, you are going to be running around in the cul-de-sac of life, never really getting anywhere. So here's some questions for you to start asking yourself. When I was confused by something in the past, how did I get clarity to move forward in a way that helped me, that worked for me, that assisted me? If you're a woman, you want to use the word help. If you're a man, you want to use the word work, or you can use assisted. Yes, the brain processes it differently based on genders. Okay, so that's one question. Another one. Oh, where am I not owning my power for moving forward? That's a good one, because you have to have transfer of authority and transfer of power. If you're waiting for someone else to give you permission for you to move forward in life, your progress will be perverted down to their pain, and they will manipulate you and control you to try to make themselves feel better. Okay. Because see, if you're not asking the right questions, you're not getting the answers. How about this one? How do I know what I'm truly capable of? Ooh, am I asking to be changed without being challenged? See, just like muscles have to be challenged to get stronger, your identity needs to be challenged, but not overwhelmed. Am I going through something, or am I going through something to get to something. This shows you if you're on a cycle of just drama, crisis, chaos, and confusion, just because that's what you've been taught to experience, instead of actually getting to what's on the other side. Am I asking for more, but I'm not handling what I already have? Am I distracting myself with a safe problem? Am I confusing a story with a scene? Am I blending in or standing out? How can I assist someone else by turning their pain into progress that leads to my opportunity for growth? Ooh, yeah, because we are social animals. And the more we can assist others, the more it boomerangs back and works for us. What I'm doing, is it creating higher standards for my next step for success? Am I asking more from myself than others are expecting from me? Okay, so if I can assist you with this, 1-636-699-7791. Start asking yourself better questions to get the better answers for your resolution.
I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical. And your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.